The halakha does tell us that we do light the menorah as well as making the beracha on the menorah in the Beit HaKnesset in the synagogue. Smaran was posek at Shulchan Aruch Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph Se'if Zayin. This is already the minhag in order to publicize the miracle in front of the entire Sibur. Especially today that we light, well, most people light inside the house, so the publication of the miracle really is for his family. So the synagogue is a very important venue where the entire Sibur that finds themselves there is able to simultaneously see the miracle by the lighting of the menorah, is able to be involved in a great Kiddush Hashem and Pesum HaNes. Our question today is, does the menorah in the synagogue have to last for a half hour? And part two to the question is, if one has to put the amount of oil at least to last a half hour, or candles that are long enough to last a half hour, which is the shi'ur, at home, does that apply to the synagogue? So, according to the Mefarshim, Racham Avadiyah brings us down in a sefer in Hazon Obadiah Chanukah and Daf Mem Vav, that really in the synagogue it's only for Pirsum HaNes while the people are there. But if the people leave after, which most of the people do leave and they go light their own menorah, it is permissible to put out the menorah. And you don't even have to have a half hour's worth of oil from the beginning. Because again, so long as it's lit during the time that the Sibur is there, whatever it is, the 15 minutes, 20 minutes during Arbit, so you fulfill the mitzvah. After when the mitzvah is over and everybody leaves, especially if you're concerned about fire and stuff like that, where nobody's attending to it, so therefore, one is permissible to extinguish the menorah before leaving. Now, even though he quotes from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafresh Ayin Gimal Sif Katan Yud Gimal, that he says that the Nerot of the Beit Knesset also need a Shi'ur, so Chacham Avadiyah wants to say it's only talking where the Sibur is staying there. If the Sibur is going to sit after Arbit and they're going to have a Shi'ur or whatever it is, whatever the purpose is, so then already, of course, you should put the right amount because that's Pirsum HaNes. However, in a case where the Sibur is leaving immediately after Arbit, Halakha says you don't have to put the shiur of oil, nor do you have to leave it lasting for the half hour's duration. Last but not least, Chacham Avadiyah does write in Halakha Yud Aleph on Daf Mem Zayin, Bekotel HaMa'aravi, HaMenhag Pashut Shemevarchim Ubedekim Nerot Chanukah B'mincha La'arbit V'yesh B'davar Pesumei Nisa. That even by the Kotel is considered a Beit Knesset. We don't look at the Kotel as a synagogue per se, but it is a Beit Knesset. It's miyuhat for minyanim over there. So there, between minhan and arbit, each minyan over there should light their menorah in order to make also the mitzvah of Pirsum and this.